This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Turns out Rena was called into a work meeting. We get it. So she's got a work meeting, but we're going to cover some of the same topics. And we love Rena, and we know we will chat with Rena rather soon. And we know a lot of people like hearing from Rena, but, you know, work happens. So I'm on this adventure, as I've mentioned many times. We're out in California, and I'm out here with Quentin. And Quentin is a huge part of why we're here, because of his health issues and the limitations he faces when it's a typical winter. But maybe typical winter is out. Now, am I enjoying it? Yes. Yeah. Am I sick in winter? Yes. So to say it's only because of Quentin, that just would be a lie. And while I'm seeing somebody, and my relationship is great with Michelle, Kathleen, Quinn's mom, my ex-wife, we share 50-50 custody. And so if I'm going to come out here for a period of time, first of all, Brad has to approve it. He does. He knows I'm committed to the show and work every bit as hard here as I do back home. But also, you know, Kathleen and I'm not going this long without Quentin. So we get along well enough that we live together again. We're great, great friends. We're not getting back together again. That's not happening. But she is an enormous part of my life, not just as my ex-wife, not just as the mother of our kids, but also she's a great friend to me. We get along extraordinarily well. And Kathleen, Dave, is not a good cook, not a very good cook. She's a great cook. But she has developed a blind spot to potatoes. Because, and by the way, I don't have to eat them, okay? I'm going to torture Quentin unless you keep eating these potatoes. But my God, there is a potato in the mix on whenever Kathleen makes. Now, I made my amazing tuna for lunch today. We've not had it yet. And let me just announce right now, my tuna is better than anyone else's tuna on the planet. Bring it on. You will fail. I should open up a tuna fish place just on my own. In there today, shallots, beets, pickled corn, hearts of palm, pickles, cucumbers, carrots, two types of onions, mustard. Just because of Quentin, just the smallest amount of mayo, and God, it's a small amount, but it's tremendous. But back to Kathleen. There are potatoes. I swear to God, I have potatoes coming out of my ears. The potatoes never end, Dave. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. And the problem is, they're so damn good.
Mm. Are we mixing up the variety of potato? Is there maybe even
not
a sweet potato added, or are we just throwing the russets at it? Idaho Golds? What do we got?
It's the Tim Russerts.
Okay.
It's you bake them, and then you cut them up and you fry them. That's what's out there a lot.
Okay.
She's back just
mashing?
Just a half hour ago, top of the hour. They are right there in front of my face. What did I do? After not having any for a few days,
but you potatoed.
I had a few.
You potatoed.
I potatoed?
Yeah.
I could have actually showed some willpower like I did the last 4 or 5 days, but no. I went to the fetal position, and I consumed them.
I don't think that's a problem. They come from the earth. They got to be healthy.
Yeah, I'm up to like 560 pounds now. That's the problem.
It's potato weight. It comes off.
Yeah, does it?
I think so.
Does it? Now, I'm going to unwrap it right now because I'm telling you, this is the thing I could eat constantly. In fact, I'm going to take a bite right now. Oh, my God. So good. The Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cup.
You need not say more.
Great customer service. A well-struck 5-iron. Good sex, and a dark chocolate peanut butter cup. That's it. What else is on your wishes that can't be topped? I mean, those. I don't think it's better than that. I had great customer service yesterday. A couple places had to go out and about. I used to be able to hit a crisp 5-iron. I mean, I'm tremendous at sex. We all know that. And a dark chocolate peanut butter cup. Oh my God, the best, Dave. And I want more. I'll read some of the text here. Chad, I'd bathe in guacamole if I could. Guacamole is phenomenal. Texter's right. Now, where do you stand on guacamole?
Guac is good. If I'm going to dip a chip in something, I would choose a good salsa over a good guac.
How about this? A great guac and great spicy salsa. And you combine them.
You can do that.
Where do you stand on that?
You could absolutely do that.
Yeah, bathing in guacamole, I would consider that.
Sounds too sticky. I'm not in on that.
Pass on that joke. Tater tots, I will never tire them. Oh, so good. Now, tater tots are good. I think they're a little overhyped, though. I got to be honest. We know the tater tot hot dish is massively overhyped, correct?
It is overhyped. I mean, all hot dishes in this state are certainly overhyped. The tater tot, growing up, the tater tot always came from a bag. It was not a restaurant item. It was a frozen food, put it in the oven, and they're fine. Once the restaurants really started diving in on them, throwing them into the fryer, then you realize the true potential of what the tater tot can be.
I'm just enjoying my peanut butter chocolate.
Are you on number two already?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Keep going. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Add to that potato weight.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. 575 now. Ice cream. Hot take. I like ice cream. I don't love ice cream.
Oh.
Okay. What do you think of that?
You're wrong, but that's fine. You can be wrong. Have you gone back to the local ice cream shop yet? Is it on the record?
No, I've had.
Come on.
I need to.
It's been a month.
I need to. I've had 2 date shakes. They're phenomenal. Please, someone back in Minnesota, start making date shakes. Or Dave, let's the two of us. We'll make an absolute killing. I tried to convince somebody last year, but then Suzanne turned it into a date shake ice cream. Not a date shake malt.
It's a different thing.
It's a very different thing.
Also,
the date shake malt is amazing.
Is it a malt where you're at? Or is it just a shake? Because that's a different bit. You got the powder
that's
or not.
That's fair. You're right. Yeah, you're right. You can do both. You're right. I'm a date shake person. Not the malt.
Okay.
You're right. Among the texts, keep going here. Let's do this. Let's pause. Because this is vitally important. Your food obsession. And you feel for me when potatoes are coming out of my ears. Do you feel for me in that way? What is your food obsession? What could you just eat and eat and eat and eat? Somebody asked if I'm taking a big tuna. Absolutely. Anybody wants to try to challenge me in the tuna making business, please, just stop. Just stop. You cannot do it. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a phenomenal song. Where is CeeLo at this point? Is he at the casino situation? Is he still trying to be relevant? Because he had his moment for a few years where he was omnipresent. I thought he was going to be around for a while. Am I missing where CeeLo is at this point?
Take a look, see if he's got a little tour going on. Well, is he still on The Voice? He was for a little bit, but he's off of that, right?
Yeah, they run through. Does that show get more celebrities than any show right now? I mean, they get big names.
They do pretty good, pretty well.
And even, you know, it's across the globe. I think it's in England where Tom Jones is still on it. I've expressed my admiration for Tom Jones before, the hip-swiveling Welsh superstar. Tom Jones still has an amazing voice. And if you're on the TikTok, you're on the Instagram, you see Tom Jones in the 60s and 70s with the biggest stars in rock and roll and hanging right with them, like Wilson Pickett and Aretha and God, just prominent names. But Tom Jones is still on. I don't think CeeLo's been on The Voice for a while. You seen any tours coming? Or
do you want to know where you can see CeeLo in this region of the country next month, Saturday, March 22nd, 7 p.m.?
Medina Ballroom.
No.
Okay.
Keep going down.
Dave Harrigan's basement.
Four Bears Casino and Lodge in Newtown, North Dakota.
Mm. Yeah, and I like some CeeLo tunes too. I'm not sure whatever happened. On the food, we might have to get to. Did you hear that fool Alan Carter today and his texting policy? You're not allowed to text him 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Who is this guy? How old is he? And then he's talking about, oh, I keep falling asleep while I'm watching Gunsmoke with Jen. And then he goes to bed at 9, and then he wonders why he's not sleeping at night. That's because you take your teeth out at 5, you watch Gunsmoke together, you fall asleep. You don't need 17 hours a day. And he doesn't understand the concept of just turning off the notifications or turning the volume down.
So is he saying he gets angry at people that text him because then the chimes wake him up?
I am going to text him now.
Wow. We all should.
Every bleeping day at like 1, 2 in the morning. Are you bothered by the 1:30 text?
No, because I tell my phone that at 10 o'clock, unless it's a certain amount of people, and let me tell you, Chad, you're not on that very small list. Do not make a noise if I get a call or a text from them.
Excuse me? I'm not on that list?
You are not on that list.
I've never texted you at that point, too. And I won't, you know, unless it's like a healthy, health-related emergency. Oh,
I could see you doing it, having one of those tough sleep nights. All of a sudden, a show idea comes with you. Let me fire this off today before I forget.
Am I allowed to do that?
Sure. It's on silent, so I won't know until I wake up.
Honestly. He's got a lot of rules, doesn't he?
Yeah, and you know, must abide by them. Of course, the rules change at his whimsy. Whenever he wants to change a rule or make up a new rule, he can just do that because it's
make
his world.
Calendar.
We're just living in it.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're lucky, you know. I used to joke he's the oldest 40-year-old I've ever met. He's 50 and he acts like he's 95. Honestly, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's not wrong.
No. I could eat, back to your food obsessions, I could eat a Culver's cheese butter burger every day and never tire. Not the fries or the frozen custard, just the burger. Culver's holds up very well, don't you think?
It does.
Had some In-N-Out out here. It's very similar to Culver's. It's good to very good. It's not like drive 4 hours out of the way to get In-N-Out burger. But, you know, among the fast casuals, it's an excellent burger.
Yes, it's a good burger. I equate it to Five Guys. Very similar, but except In-N-Out doesn't cost an extra mortgage payment.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Well, come on out here. Everything costs an extra mortgage. Venison pepper sticks. Oh, that sounds phenomenal. Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie.
Mm.
Pretty tempting.
I'm on board with that.
Dake shades are great, but they need to be marketed to the boomers with the fiber. We could use the fiber, right, Dave?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, you could be sponsored by Fiber One, Fiber Max, Metamucil.
Yeah. Hot Cholito from Zantigo. I guess Church is a big fan of that. Have you had the hot Cholito from Zantigo?
I haven't been to a Zantigo in years. I might have to rectify that.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. My Pie Pizza, that's a long time ago. We still don't have My Pie, do we?
I have no idea. Never been.
I don't think so. This text. Guac is the devil's vomit. Dead to meet you. Okay.
I mean,
how about that? Kind of bold, wouldn't you say?
It must be a very spicy guac then.
Jeez. Margaritas. Oh, they've been a part of it, let me tell you. Out here. Caraway rye bread. Gardettos. Branch jelly beans. I'm going to stop talking in seconds. We're going to talk about the Medicaid cuts and how they would hit kids like my son, Quentin. Let's discuss that when we come back here on CCO.